Now, let's take a look at two final aspects of anchoring that I mentioned we'd talk about. How do we take advantage of anchors that are already there? Well, one thing I already mentioned is how you could use music, for example. Another example I can give you is what we do with our own people around the country. We're fortunate enough to have some really powerful and successful people who represent us and whose job it is to go out into organizations and do talks, free talks in the business community, the purpose of which is to share this technology with people and by our giving tons of value, much more than we expect back, to entice people to come to our actual programs. Well, doing this day after day, just like anything else, is not always easy. So what we help them to do is to get themselves in state by using anchors that already exist. So we fire off anchors of my own tapes. We use various tools. One of the things we do many times is we get some comedians' tapes. You take Eddie Murphy or somebody that we know that they like, and we have them listen to him right before they go in to speak. Well, what happens is they're laughing, and they're in this wonderful state as they walk in. That's totally different than sitting there and putting yourself in a state of, oh, my God, will I do well or not? Total different shift. So you can use those kinds of anchors. Or I can give you a good example of how you can use them in business if you're a business person. Anchors are rampant in the business community. There are all kinds of rituals and triggers and protocol. And if you learn to use it effectively, it's amazing the kinds of results that you can produce in a business environment. Let me give you an example. I mentioned earlier on these tapes about the work I'd done with the Army. What I didn't mention is how I negotiated that deal. I went in and basically convinced this general that, one, that I could at least potentially produce the results I had promised him, and two, that even if I didn't, he had nothing to lose and everything to gain, and that we could create a win-win deal. He decided to go ahead. So he set up a meeting with myself and my partner and the appropriate officers who could work out, you know, the times and the prices and locations and all the other things that would be involved. So what was interesting is we met in this incredible conference room, underground, literally a war room. It was rather dramatic, to say the least, like being in a movie. And this whole thing was set up in this giant horseshoe. And at the front of the table is where the general sits, was his chair, which, by the way, was marked out very clearly. Well, as we negotiated and we came down to price, we kept running into this problem. That is, they didn't want to pay me what I thought I was worth, which was a challenge, especially since I was willing to be paid nothing if I didn't produce the results I promised. But we kept going in this circle. Finally, I came up with an idea. While I was talking, I began to walk around the room, and I began to stop periodically right at the general's chair. Now realize, the general's chair is what we call a major anchor. In other words, these people have been conditioned, meeting after meeting after meeting, that anything comes out of that chair, you respond to immediately, instantly, without any question whatsoever. It was an anchor of power. So all I would do is walk around and at certain key moments, stop there and communicate something. And I began to notice that what I thought might be true was true. The ideas I promoted at the moments I was at his chair seemed to get very little or no negative response. Finally, myself and my partner began to alternate our conversation right around the chair, and I sat down in the general's chair and offered at that moment the price that I must have. There was no argument whatsoever. They looked around at each other and said, "All right, well, let's just go ahead." That is how powerful anchors can be in negotiations. I want you to know that anchors exist around you all the time. You need to pay attention to them and utilize them.
Again, that's what advertisers are doing. Now, you can do this to influence your own children, though. You can use the same techniques. Find somebody that they have as a role model and communicate something that this person has said. In other words, say, "Well, you know, I noticed this role model person of yours says you've got to do this, this, and that." And immediately watch what happens. If you're convincing, if you're really certain when you deliver this communication, you may find your children respond very powerfully. Better yet, if you can find an article where they were interviewed and this person they respect says something that you agree with, I would clearly actually show the child that article or show them a copy of a video of that news piece. This has tremendous power to influence.
I want you to think creatively. What are some of the anchors around you that you could use to immediately be more effective? If you're in sales, what are some triggers you could have so that when people first meet you, they immediately like you?
Do you remember Colonel Oliver North? Do you remember back in those days of the Iran-Contra affair?
Did he use anchors in an effective way to influence mass number of people's feelings about him? Hey, statistics showed that before the Iran-Contra hearings, which of course were televised and most of us watched, did you watch them? Before that happened, less than 25% of the United States, depending upon which poll you read, was in major support of him. Within a couple days, it was up around 60% or more, again, depending upon which poll you read. What was different? Well, I'll tell you one thing that was different. Colonel Oliver North showed up wearing this little thing called a uniform. Now think about that. Not just any uniform, a Marine uniform with every medal he'd ever earned since the Cub Scouts. I mean, this guy was loaded. I mean, clearly the minute we saw him, the anchor was, this man is a hero. Do you think that affected the way you would evaluate his answers? I'm not saying he was right or wrong or anything like that. I just want you to know they used anchors brilliantly. His advisors did to make sure we felt that way. Did he wear his uniform every day at the White House? No. Why was he wearing it that day? Because he hadn't worn the uniform in a long time and he wanted to wear it, obviously. Clearly, he understood the power of anchors. And anyone who's successful does. Take advantage of the anchors that are already around you or create some. So what we've talked about then are the following. One, that we're already anchoring. We just have to become aware of the fact that we're already doing it so we don't create negative anchors accidentally. Two, we've reviewed the process of anchoring, and we've given you some key fundamentals on that. Three, we've talked about how to really eliminate negative anchors. So if you've already got some associations that are not supporting you, like you see your boss and you get angry, we've given you some ways to literally get rid of those. And then four, we've talked about how to utilize anchors that are already around you and hopefully get you to start paying attention to those so you have more power. You utilize what's already been created in your environment.